the creative energy of the personality of Godhead, he then systematically remembered the master of the senses, Sri Krishna, and to reply properly, he spoke thus. This now is a very important and nectarian purport, which might enrich, bereichern, your whole day and year even. Purport. The devotees of the, let us concentrate. The devotees of the Lord, while delivering speeches and describing the transcendental attributes of the Lord, do not think that they can do anything independently. Kann nichts unabhängig machen. They think that they can speak only what they are induced to speak by the Supreme Lord, the Master of the Senses. Sie denken, sie können nur das sprechen, was der Herr, der Meister der Sinne, sie sprechen lässt. The senses of the individual being are not his own. Nicht unser Eigentum, unsere Sinne. The devotee knows that such senses belong to the Supreme Lord. Unsere Sinne gehören dem höchsten Herrn. And that they can be properly used when they are employed for the service of the Lord. The senses are instruments, and elements are ingredients, all endowed by the Lord. Also die Sinne und auch die Elemente sind uns vom Herrn gegeben. Therefore, whatever an individual can do, speak, see, is under the direction of the Lord only. Alles, was ein Individuum tun, sprechen, sehen und so weiter machen kann, ist strikt unter der Führung des Herrn. The Bhagavad Gita confirms this. Savasya chaham hridi sanivishto matas mityajnanam apohanam cha. No one is free to act freely and independently. And as such, one should always seek the permission of the Lord to act or eat or speak. And by the blessing of the Lord, everything done by a devotee is beyond the principles of the four defects, typical of the conditioned soul. Ich möchte gerne die Schlussfolgerung ins Deutsche übersetzen, weil es ein Schlüsselsatz ist, den wir brauchen, um die Vorlesung genießen zu können, wenn da was zu genießen ist. Niemandem steht es frei, unabhängig zu handeln. Das heißt, dass man immer die Erlaubnis des Herrn erbitten sollte, wenn man handelt, isst oder spricht. Und durch die Segnung des Herrn wird alles, was der Herr, was der Devotee macht, jenseits der Prinzipien der vier Defekte angesehen, die ja typisch für eine bedingte Seele sind. This is a reason why we chant now the following mantras. We look for permission to speak. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Askajare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Sivasadi Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. This is a wonderful meditation. No one is free to act freely and independently. And as such, one should always seek the permission of the Lord to act or eat or speak. And by the blessing of the Lord, everything done by a devotee is beyond the principles of the four defects typical of the conditioned soul. Ich möchte nochmal sagen, wenn ihr euch nicht so flücke in der englischen Sprache seid, dann ist es gut, in der Übersetzung zu hören. We find here a very interesting subject matter, which is discussed in all the Upanishads. And that is that the soul is not independent in its movement in this material world. You may say, I can move my body according to my desires, but is this really true? You can say, I'm free to act in any way which I plan, but is this really true? Aren't we very, very much dependent on circumstances, on our particular type of knowledge which we have, the insights which we have into our lives, our own karma? In the past, I used to write a poem saying, wenn du wirklich so stark bist, wie du annimmst zu sein, dann sag deinem Geist doch, was für die nächsten 5 Minuten denken soll. If you are really as strong as you pretend to be, then tell your mind what it should think for the next 5 minutes. You will see it won't work. The mind will think what it wants, not necessarily what you wanted to think. The Upanishads go at great length, and I won't do this now here, to prove that the conditioned soul is very much dependent on the agents, die Hilfsmittel kann man auch sagen, which are supplied by material nature and which are acting under a superior guidance, not the guidance or control of the conditioned soul. In the Bhagavad Gita, which is also called the Gita Upanishad, a very interesting verse is given, which was once quoted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Advaita Acharya. I will read this to you in the Sanskrit. Sarvata pani padam tat sarvatokshi kshiro mukham sarvata shrutimat loke sarvam avritya tishtati. Everywhere are his hands and legs, his eyes, heads and faces, and he has ears everywhere. In this way the supersoul exists, pervading everything. We find here a description of the all-present supersoul, the Lord, who has his eyes and ears and faces everywhere. What this means is, before you see anything, the Lord sees it. Before you hear anything, the Lord has already heard it. Before you do anything, the Lord has already granted his permission to do it. Because he is the controller, and you are the controlled. If you think about this for a moment, let me say, I will look now at this open door. The Lord has seen it before me. I will make the decision to speak today with Vishwadev Prabhu. the Lord has given has already arranged this beforehand. I make the plan to do service today, but if the Lord has made another plan, I will be so tired after spending a sleepless night that it will not be possible for me to do this plan which I have now, to enact this plan which I have now. It's not possible. The Lord, in other words, is moving the world, and I am the moved one. Krishna explains this further on. The Supersoul is the original source of all senses, yet he is without senses. He is unattached, although he is the maintainer of all living beings. He maintains you and me and everyone. He allows us to do whatever we want to do. He transcends the modes of nature, and at the same time he is the master of all the modes of material nature. Even your knowledge or what you forget is under the control of the Supreme Lord. In the Gita, the Lord explains this in a very nice verse. Krishna Savasya Chaham Hridi Sanivishto Mataha smritya jnanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarver aham eva vedyo vedanta krit vedavit eva cham. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. See how powerful the Lord is. If we say we have come this morning to the temple on our own, it is not true. We, by the Lord's permission, we have come today. And by the Lord's covering hand, we will. We may not come. By the Lord's permission, we may understand something of this katha. Or, by the Lord's permission, we may find it utterly unrelevant for our lives and totally boring. The Lord is in control of our perception and of our desires. A devotee who understands this, that the Lord is in control, not him, begins to live a life of bhakti, of sharanagati, of surrender to the will of the Lord. When Lord Chaitanya was traveling through the world, I mean through South India and also at other times, he used to sing one song. This song is very, very nice, and I think you will like it, you know it. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Pahimam. Krishna, 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 Pahimam. Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Krishna, 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 hey. Hey doesn't mean like, hey waiter, or hey Kellner, bring me my juice, please. Hey means, oh Krishna. It is a devotional address. And then he says, Pahimang, please maintain me, take care of me, guide me, move me. And then Rakshamang, Raksha means, please protect me. I need your protection. the mood in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu moved. Pahimang, Rakshamang, maintain and protect me. In his famous Shikshastaka prayers, he prays, Ayinanda Tanuya, my Lord, somehow I have fallen into this ocean of material existence. I'm tossed about by the waves of the threefold miseries. Please now take me out of this ocean and please fix me on your feet. Bring me in contact with you. Also Uddhava prays in this mood of looking for shelter at the Lord. O Master, for persons who are afflicted by the threefold miseries, threefold, by the body and the mind, by other living entities, and by the circumstances, like in Goloka Dham we often freeze and it is raining. This is sometimes misery. O Master, for persons who are afflicted by the threefold miseries, that's us. I see no other shelter but the umbrella of your lotus feet, from which the rain of eternal nectar showers down. If you go under the shelter of the Lord, that's the only umbrella. When you see it's raining, you take an umbrella. When you see misery is coming, you must take the umbrella of Krishna's lotus feet. Because, and when you are under this umbrella, clap, nectar will shower down on you. It's a very creative umbrella. Very often devotees who hear these verses, oh yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took shelter, oh yes, he prayed that we are torn around in the material energy, oh yes, Uddhava prayed to take shelter under the umbrella like lotus feet. I tried it for 10 years. It didn't work. I'm still miserable. Draupadi asked once a question to the Lord. Why did it take so long? Her question was, I must explain her question. She was lost in a match of gamble by unfair means, and then there was an attempt, a starker Versuch, to disrobe her and humiliate her in a public assembly of kings. So she called everyone and prayed to Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna, finally, at the last end, when they almost had been successful to disrobe her, finally, the very last minute, he saved her and gave her so much sari material. And after, to cover her, and after this, Draupadi met Lord Krishna in private. And she said with tears in her eyes, my Lord, I do not understand you. You have saved me. But why did you take so long? Last minute. And Krishna said to Draupadi something which is of relevance for us also. He said, listen very carefully, Draupadi. When the mighty Kaurava warriors tried to disrobe you, you called out Krishna, but you really looked for help to Dronacharya, didn't you? You said, Drona, can't you see what is going on? Where is your honor, your Kshatriya honor? I thought, well, you have called for Drona, then let Drona help you. Then you, when Drona didn't help you, you turned to Bhishma, grandfather of this mighty dynasty. Do you want to be passive while this injustice is done towards me, a helpless woman? You know what is dharma and what is adharma. You only need to speak one word. You are the grandsire, the oberchef, the lord and master of this whole dynasty. Oh, Drona and Bhishma looked away like this. Krishna said, didn't you do this, Draupadi? I thought you had called for Bhishma, Dev. Why should I push myself into this situation? Warum soll ich mich denn aufdrängen? Let Bhishma help you. Finally, when you saw there was no other shelter, you turned to me. Then I helped you. Hare Krishna. Now you know one secret about Krishna. This is his character. He wants us to turn to him completely. Modern devotee, if he says, well, he said, Krishna, I am your devotee, but let me go to psychology, psychotherapist Bernd Henninger and others for getting my life together. The Lord will say, yes, you have called upon this. Go to them. They will let you see. If a devotee says, I am miserable. Let me turn to the GBC body and complain. ISKCON has become intolerable. Then the Lord says, turn to the GBC body and complain. You have not called me. Oh, we say, oh Krishna, somehow I must situate myself and get some decent amount of money together. If this is your priority, the Lord will say, yes, you do this, you try. The Lord will agree to everything which we want, because he is very kind to us. He has allowed us freedom of choice. He does not mix into this. But he waits. He waits until the conditioned soul finally gets the lesson and understands, oh, my help lies in the hands of the Lord. He waits. And it is described that the Lord is more anxious, noch begieriger, than we are, that we come back into the spiritual world. But he does not interfere. Er mischt sich nicht ein. And does not take our independence away. If you would ask me this morning, Sachinandan Swami, what have you understood in Krishna consciousness? What have you realized? Something, there must be something which you have realized, or understood at least, after all these years. Please give us your realization, not your theoretical knowledge. Then I would be forced to say, one of the things which I have at least understood practically by the own life in Krishna consciousness is that the Lord waits for us to turn to him. He wishes that we turn to him. It's almost like a father who wants his child to walk, goes like, come. The child has, of course, the freedom to go anywhere and everywhere. Not necessarily to the father. It can also crawl to a total opposite direction. And we are in this situation. The Lord wishes that through our busy, troubled days, we begin to understand, I must turn to Him. I must turn to Him. So, I want to come to the close of the lecture. Practical surrender in our daily life in Goloka Dham, what could that mean? To surrender to the Lord is very well done, very good done, if we surrender to His pure devotee. Now, I'm very well aware that our movement has been shaken here and there by recent events and so on. So I will here refer to Srila Prabhupada, because he is always there, and he is always there for us, and it's a very powerful personality. I want to read to you a little bit about how Prabhupada could help you, his grandchildren. Grandchildren. I will read to you a letter which was written by one Hungarian devotee to Sivaram Maharaj. He got a book, a young bhakti or friend of Lord Krishna, or she forgot all about the book when she had received it on the street. And then somehow the book just appeared, and her mother found it at the house and was going to throw it away. My grandmother, who is 68, was in the kitchen at that time. She lives in the apartment upstairs. She came in and took the book. She looked at it and scolded me, hat mich ausgeschimpft, in a very heavy way. I thought that would be the end of it. I did not mind it so much, as I was in a lot of maya at that time. Grandma looks at the book and says, this is too much, you know. About a week later, I overheard a conversation between my mother and grandmother. Granny was saying that this was not an ordinary book. She said that what Prabhupada was saying is what Jesus Christ said, and that Krishna is God. I was very surprised. She said that we should listen to what Prabhupada said and chant Hare Krishna, because that was the religion for this age. You know, the daughter heard how mother and grandmother talked. There was a lot of talk about how Christianity was no more, and no one was following the Bible, but what Prabhupada said was pure and perfect. And then it's described that one day my grandmother visited Namhata Center here and began to chant on beads. She also began to buy Prabhupada's books one by one. She was spending all her pension, also alle Pensionsgeld, on buying what she called the beautiful holy Bhagavatam. Sometimes she could only afford to eat potatoes, nur Kartoffeln und Kartoffelgrütze, but she kept buying the books. The devotees even came to her flat and helped her set up an altar. When I went upstairs, they had taken all the pictures down, and there were Krishna pictures everywhere. That was really the beginning. One night, Granny had a dream about Prabhupada. Something really happened to her then. I don't know what it was, but she began to get very enthusiastic. Next, she began to get the whole family involved. I mean, not just me and my mother and sister, but her two sons, their wives, six children, as well as her brothers, sisters and relatives. Before, she used to carry a Bible with her and quote Lord Jesus Christ. Now she has a Bhagavad Gita and quotes the good Lord Prabhupada. She became a veritable transcendental terror. Also sie hat sich in den leibhaftigen transzendentalen Terror umgewandelt. Everyone in the family has to chant at least one round a day. In addition, Granny made everyone become a vegetarian, including my dog Sikra. And we offer our food to a picture of Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya. Now I am also getting out of Maya and chanting and reading a little also. And where I go to school, my friends inquire about Krishna as they know I am a devotee. The whole family goes to the Namhata, all 16 of us. During the Christmas marathon, we all try to distribute Prabhupada's books. Even Granny would take books with her to the market and sell them to the vendors, die Fruchtverkäufer. Everyone is afraid of her because she is fearless. They all think she has gone crazy, but she does not care. And then it describes how they went to Budapest once, the grandmother, and they wanted deities and they worshipped deities. Now the questions. I want to know what kind of man Srila Prabhupada was. He must be so dear to Krishna to have spread this message all over the world. What are these books that changed my family so much? How is it possible that he can speak so powerfully through them? How great a man he is. Sometimes when my granny chants in front of a picture of Krishna, she cries. How does Prabhupada do that? I want to cry like that too. Granny dreams of Prabhupada and sometimes she talks to his picture. Although it says on the cover of the book that he passed away, is Prabhupada really dead? Or is he still alive? Do you think I can meet him someday? Please, could you answer my questions? So Shivaram Maharaj had also these questions. He had this question in a very personal way. Why have I not changed? Why this grandmother in Hungary and not me? This is not fair. This was his personal question. So he kept the question until he met one of our devotees. He is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada as well, a professor at the Madras University now, who teaches there. And this professor described to Shivaram Maharaj that he was previously initiated in the Sri Sampradaya. Sri Sampradaya means the Ramanujas. Now his spiritual master told him that he should buy all the 17 volumes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and study them from Srila Prabhupada. Now this is usually not done. Usually you stick to your sampradaya. You don't go from this Sri Sampradaya to the Gaudiya Sampradaya, or not from the Ramanujas to the Madhvas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because the systems are different. Baby gets transcendentally enlivened. Madhavi, wir haben eine total effiziente Lautsprecheranlage. Aber lass ihn erst noch die Dedi sehen, dass aus ihm was wird. So Shivaram Maharaj asked, why did your guru tell you to go to Srila Prabhupada, read the Chaitanya Charitamrita and become initiated by Prabhupada? And then our God brother said, this professor of Madras, my guru said that he has read all the books of Prabhupada and he understood by intuition and by prayers that Prabhupada actually is a personal associate of the Lord. And when there is a personal associate on the planet, you just run, you don't care for the Sampradaya any longer. And that's what I did, and I became Prabhupada's disciple. And then this Professor Godbrother of ours said, and now many, many acharyas of the Sri Sampradaya who have been brought in contact with the books by my guru, also understand Prabhupada's very, very exalted position. He said like this. But they do not come very much to the temples of ISKCON because of the sometimes unkind dealings of ISKCON, of Prabhupada's disciples and grand disciples with members of other sampradayas. They are sometimes unkind. Oh, you are following Ramanuja, this is not good. Therefore, they don't associate very much, but they know of Srila Prabhupada's excellent position and therefore read his books. Once a reporter challengingly asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, who will lead your movement after you die? To which Srila Prabhupada answered very boldly, I shall never die. I shall live forever in my books. Prabhupada is this is very important. We speak of surrender to Krishna and surrendering to Krishna's will. For us as devotees who have come in contact with this sampradaya, we should see to go to a pure devotee and surrender our lives there. Prabhupada is not dead. He has not gone. This is not a proper spiritual understanding. See, all the esoteric boys and girls wherever they are, know of great personalities who still can be accessed through methods of channeling. I do not want to now, make an analysis of whether channeling works or not works. If there really is a saint or some other spirit around still. But I only want to say it is common knowledge amongst many people that there are great personalities who are not embodied at this moment. We as Vaishnavas should have faith and should, on the basis of our spiritual understanding, we should know that a great personality of the caliber of Srila Prabhupada is not dead, not gone, is not, he can be, we can make contact with him, we can pray to him, we can receive help from him. It is very important. Another thing about surrender is to the deities. Do you remember when the Brahmana asked the Lord to please come, Lord Gopal, to please come and be a witness? Könnt ihr euch erinnern, als der Brahmana den Herrn bat, den Gopal-Deti in Vrindavan, in den Zeugenstand für ihn zu treten? At that time, the deity said to him, this is impossible, how shall I travel so far? I can't walk, I'm from marble. Do you remember? Nitai Gunamani? Then the Lord said, then the Brahmana said, but you can talk? If you are marble, how can you talk? You cannot be marble. You are directly the son of Vajendra, of Nanda Nandana, of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj. You are Vrajendra Nandan. Vrajendra Kumar is another name. The son of Vrajendra, the Indra of Vraj, the king of Vraj, Nanda Maharaj. You're directly him. So, devotee, in Krishna consciousness, when we surrender, we can understand, here is Krishna on the altar, and we can surrender our works to him. For instance, in this community, Krishna has given us all the freedom in this community. We can take active part in devotional service. We can just live here and live out our karma. We can do a little service. We can do more service. We can do much service. We have full choice of freedom. But if we begin to understand that our only shelter is Lord Krishna, then it is a very good idea to surrender where Krishna stands, where he is in our lives. That is, to our deity. When we surrender to Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan and do our services in that spirit to please them, it will be wonderful. Our life will be protected and maintained by the Lord. Now, I must tell you of a very moving experience in Govindadweep Island. It's an island which you have to go, you can only go there by three ways. One is by a yellow ferry. That's our own ferry. It is used by devotees. It's steered by devotees. It belongs to us. Then you can go by rowing boat, huda boat, or if you are a swimmer, you can swim there. It's very cold. It's an island. It's a lot of rain. And cold. It's an island. You cannot go through any other way. There is no bridge. You can't jump on it. You have to swim there in one of these three ways. And on this island, there are wonderful, beautiful deities. They're called Sri Sri Radha Govinda. And when we arrived there with this group from London, it was the 14th birthday of Radha Govinda. In other words, 14 years ago, on that day, they had been installed. So the devotees, there was a very moving scene. The devotees had all brought birthday presents. And one devotee, Radhanath Prabhu, he's not our Radhanath Swami, Radhanath Prabhu is his name, he opened the presents and read the letters. And I was thinking, let me sit before the deities now and just be there. I am a Radha Madan Mohan man, but I want to be also here. Hopefully I'm allowed. And it became very intimate. You know, there were such birthday. You have been a friend through all this time, have tolerated me and my service. Please continue to tolerate me. And then it was some kitchen paraphernalia which the devotee brought, you know, to make cakes for Radha Govinda, such Kuchen form, cake forms. And it had everything, potato scrubber, the lightning thing, Feuerzeug, paintings by the children. It had a lot of things. And we all could feel how the deities, when all this was read and presented to them, became so blissful. There was all the Pandavasena people and everyone who was there, also those who don't know the deities, who saw them the first time, they could see and feel how so much mercy was coming from the altar. I really remembered at that time our first arati here in this temple for Radha Madan Mohan. Those who were there, you can ask them, they felt that so much mercy was coming from Radha Madan Mohan. It was coming in waves. devotees started to cry who were in the audience, even the Germans who don't cry so frequently as the Croatians or the Slovenians and so on. Everyone cried because it was so deep, so wonderful. So if you wish to make a spiritual experience in your surrender to Krishna, please let us remember, this is not a marble statue. It is Shri Shri Radha Krishna here, and we can dedicate our life's energy to serve them with our energy, with our mind, and so on. We can pray to them, Oh Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan, for persons who are afflicted by the threefold miseries, I see no other shelter than the umbrella of your lotus feet, from which the rain of eternal nectar showers down. Let us be honest with ourselves. We can't be certain how our lives go. We don't know what will happen in the next years with us. It is the future lies before us. Let us also be realistic. It won't be very easy because we live let us now understand how can we best go through the these years ahead of us. I think it is if we begin to seriously think about how we can surrender to Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, how we can make small baby steps in this direction, and in this way bring go to safety, to the safe shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Hare Krishna. This is what I wanted to say this morning, and the very, very good way to meditate like this is this meditation, which has been written down by the holy hand of Vishakha. No one is free to act freely and independently, and as such one should always seek the permission of the Lord to act or eat or speak, and by the blessings of the Lord everything done by a devotee is beyond the principles of the four defects so typical of the conditioned soul. We can pray in that when we start our day, my dear Radha Madan Mohan, please allow me to do this for you today. And you will see if this meditation becomes regular, one day you will actually think in a very natural way that today I'm going to do something for Krishna. Just start with this meditation, and then you will one day start to do something for Krishna, and not for yourself, but something for Krishna. Then the path to the spiritual world is free. Then the gate becomes open. Hare Krishna. So I want to end here. Thank you very much for listening to me. I think you all will think, oh, Sachinandan Swami has so much fire, and he speaks so eindringlich, so urgently. What is in his mind? Why is he not? Why is he talking like this? It's because, you know, when you travel and preach like the last so many years, months, then you really begin to understand and appreciate this one point of surrender to Krishna. It's really the necessity. One asks also, like Draupadi, why so long? Why does it take so long? Why the grandmother and not me, you know, gets the mercy, and so on. And the answer is, Krishna expects us to surrender. Like he, to him and not to so many other things. Hare Krishna. We might sometimes, let us now, because we are in the year 2000 and we have learned something from the last few years. To surrender to Krishna means obviously to keep ourselves fit for surrender. That means we have to take care that our family life is in order, that we have enough income, that the tapestry on the wall fits our taste. If this is necessary for us, and so on and so forth. We have to keep ourselves fit for surrender. Let us not forget the experience of ISKCON over the last years, where this was a little bit neglected, and then surrender was sometimes used as a word, so that devotees would not care about all these necessary things. This is not what I intend to say, but you have heard so many lectures about this in the past years and so on. Today I wanted to just talk about the necessity of surrender to Krishna, which is very much there. Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Gut, habt ihr irgendwelche Fragen? Pitanyes, Pitanyitskis. Wie kommt es denn bei euch an, Vishwadev? Was du so gehört hast heute? Ja. 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 Ja, ja, no, stimmt. Ja. Es ist wesentlich leichter, wenn Erfahrungen da sind, sich dann das auch anzuwenden. This is a very good point. If we have some experiences, how Prabhupada can appear in our lives, then it's easier. We dream also of Prabhupada, or he appears to us in other ways. My answer, of course, is that there can be an experience in reading his books, an experience which I think all of us know. We all have started reading Srila Prabhupada's books, and we certainly have felt something so strong that we decided to embark on this adventure of becoming Krishna conscious. It's an adventure when a person just leaves material life and surrenders. So he must have had a tremendous amount of faith. I remember when I started when I got the Bhagavad Gita, and I read this, and I thought, wow, I will become a devotee. And then the obstacles started. Grandpa died, and the parents were not satisfied, and so many, I don't want to tell you, there were very heavy obstacles, but there was so much faith. From where did this come? The Shastra says it comes from Shastriya Shraddha, it comes from reading Shastra, and also from meeting the pure devotee in some way, by the preaching of the devotee. I had read many Gitas, but after Prabhupada's Gita, I became a devotee and had so much faith that it's a very, very far out amount of faith. If I would have to give up everything now, Karuna Bhavan, all my dotis, then what else? The journey to Mount Kailash, my sannyas title, my good name in the society of ISKCON. If I would have to give up everything like this, you know, like I did when I lost, when I left the material world, I gave everything up, even my name, all the money, all the this and the that. If I think about it now, it was a big surrender. Something happened in the heart. We have to now ask ourselves the question, how can this happen also nowadays? It has to happen again. I think we all agree. Only it has to happen in a different way, that enthusiasm and faith can't be the beginner's faith any longer, which is sometimes very much dependent on external things. It must come on a deeper level. I think we all agree, it has to happen again. Zweite Geburt. I believe it has to happen constantly, this amount of faith strengthening and surrender, and we have to not become so so caught up in our lives that we somehow cannot arrange our lives in a way where this can happen. How this will happen, I personally believe it is a question of desire, and it is totally different in your lives than it is in Syamala lives, or in the children's lives, or in my own life, and so on. But we have to desire that this happens again, and then the Lord will. Then it's up to Him to make it happen in whatever way He pleases. Faith is something which is not just born one time. It has to be born again and again and again as you advance, so that finally the Shraddha becomes Nishta. Nishta means unbreakable faith. Let us not become discouraged. We have to keep knocking on the door of the Lord. He has promised that He will open. For that we can sometimes hear from things where He has opened. And become encouraged in this way. It's also very good that the acharyas say to listen to the examples of the great devotees in whose life the Lord has revealed Himself in astonishing ways. I'm reading at the moment a book of Eastern and Western mystics who had a revelation of the Lord. Because when I become older, I wish to make a study project where I go through the mystical teachings of the world's religions. With mysticals, I mean those who are a little above the ordinary dogma, and show how everything can be related to the Vedas. With mystics, I mean wherever people have made an experience of God or found a revelation of God. That is something which here we can call mystical or transcendental, you can say. Wherever their lives have become touched by an experience of God, and it's very, very interesting to read these examples, and very encouraging, very moving also. Mm-hmm. That's a later project when, oh, so many book projects, but not enough time at this moment to write anything good. Good. Samagora Shiromani und Ram Gopal, müsst ihr jetzt gehen oder können wir gerade 5 Minuten, wir beenden die Lecture. Ich wollte ganz kurz euch etwas Wichtiges sagen. Jetzt klar, oder kann das noch 5 Minuten warten? Ist das so ein bezahlter Kami, also bezahlter Arbeiter? Ja, ja. Okay. Okay, gut, können wir nicht warten. Oder will er was essen? Frühstücken? Ja. Meistens wollen die. Gut. Ja. Ach so. Gut, dann hören wir hier auf. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.